whoever's on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning. We'll get those questions into them as soon as we can. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. A split of a couple of close games since we last talked. You guys come up short in a hard-fought game with William & Mary, 88-85 last Thursday, but then come home and beat Towson 72-61 on Saturday. Can you review those two games for me?
Well, I feel like we're playing better. I thought we played a little bit better halfway through the game last Monday at Wilmington, and we really challenged our players to hold on to that, and I thought we did that in Williamsburg against William & Mary. We did not defend them well enough in the second half, but I thought we played with a great mindset and a great resolve and had a shot to send it into overtime. And felt like after the game that our young team is improving. And we carried that into practice Friday, and albeit a short practice and short preparation, turned around and played with that same kind of mindset Saturday when fortunate enough to get a victory.
You guys certainly had with a difficult schedule to open league play with facing Charleston and Wilmington and then William & Mary and Towson teams picked to finish it. You know, 1-4, I guess, in the conference. How big, just for the mindset, was getting that win Saturday over Towson?
Well, it certainly beats the alternative. we understood the challenges that our early season schedule could present to us, but really, it doesn't get any easier. That's for sure. I mean, everybody's good that I've seen on film, and I haven't seen everybody in the league, but. We're really focused on this team, our team's daily improvement. And we feel like we're a little bit better team this year than we were last year at this time. And we feel like if we can continue to improve defensively and rebounding, those are two areas that really caused us problems last year. And then we also need to improve scoring the ball against good defenses. In other words, get better in every area. If we can do that, then we'll have a better year this year than we did last year.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We got one in queue if you'll get that, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Matt, I know obviously you guys don't play JMU until Saturday. Have you had a chance at least to look even a little bit at the Duke yet, or is your focus strictly on Hofstra?
I've seen them on film against Towson, but I couldn't tell you much at all about them, only because I learned a long time ago in this profession, if you don't narrow your focus, then you'll get yourself in trouble. So we are totally focused not only on our game Thursday, but even sooner than that, how can we improve and practice with our team today?
Was there something that you saw JMU defensively in that Towson game that you can remember that sort of impressed you or stood out to you?
I really just remember that they made it difficult at times for Towson to score, but I really was focused on our preparation for our game this past Saturday. Okay. So it's not an educated comment.
I figured that was probably going to be the answer, but thanks so much anyway.
Matt, certainly a big week last week for your sophomore guard, Steven Santa Anna, 29 points in the William & Mary game, 9 threes tying a school record, including, I think, hit his first 6 in a row and then came back with 15 in the Towson game. Talk about the week he had and then just the run he got on in that stretch at William & Mary.
Well, he's an explosive offensive player, and he's done that not only here a few times, but throughout his career as we've watched him in high school now at our place. And what I love about Steven is how hard he works. And he's in the gym before and after practice on off days, getting shots up and working on improving his game, not only as a shooter, but taking the next step and being a little bit more well-rounded. So I love coaching him, and it was fun to watch him when we got hot up at William & Mary.
Another sophomore that came off the bench and gave you certainly a big lift in that Towson game, Carolus Kondratis, 10 points in 17 minutes. And he's a big guy that certainly brings some size to your team, but it seems to be that he's a pretty tough matchup for teams with his ability to step out and shoot jump shots as well. Talk about how he's developed from year one to two and what he brings to your team.
Big guys develop at a different pace. And, in fact, usually later in life, 23, 24, 25 years old. So we hope that our big guys speed up that process, and I think Carolus has. I think he's really got a better mindset in his second year in our program in terms of the way he prepares his body, the way physically, and the way he prepares mentally for each day, each practice. And he's got talent. He's has an ability to pass and catch and, like you said, extend on the perimeter. And we think he's his development has sped up, and we're excited for him and for us.
You touched earlier in some of your comments about how important rebounding is for you and to improve that, and you guys nearly even on the glass against the Towson team that perennially is one of the best in the whole country at rebound margin. How key was that to that win on Saturday?
I think Towson's one. I've been coaching now 24, 25 years, and they're one of the best rebounding teams I've ever seen. And for us to we did not. They out rebounded us by three, and they actually had 14 offensive rebounds, which I think is their average. But I felt like we did a pretty good job of crowding rebounds that they got, and also knocking some loose that they normally have gotten on us. So I thought that was important, particularly when we needed to get some stops to pull away at the end.
And before I let you go, you guys back at home Thursday against a Hofstra team that certainly has a lot of capabilities on offense as you've started to prepare for the Pride. Talk about the challenges that they present.
Just watching a little bit of them on tape so far early this week, it's going to be difficult to stop them. They've got a lot of guys that can score. They've got a lot of guys that can shoot. And so we got our hands full as we prepare for Thursday.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.